Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions that parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Adolescence is a state which has biological importance, but as per educationalists, psychologists, and sociologists, it also has Islamic importance because that's the time when the legal liability is assumed. Yes, today we're going to discuss about adolescence with our dear guest, Professor Salman Naqvi, who is a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University and a researcher in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well, since we are going to discuss about adolescence, so first of all, we would want to know from you, what is adolescence?
Yes, thank you very much. Just as you mentioned, it is a very sensitive age in the life cycle of a human being. It's the time when he's becoming an adult or she's becoming an adult where certainly biological changes are taking place and also psychological changes are taking place within him or her. So it's the time from the from puberty towards adulthood. And as you said, according to our legal understanding from the Islamic point of view, obligations, religious obligations, start from that very point when a person becomes of age and he reaches or she reaches the age of puberty. And therefore, it is very important from this perspective that he or she has to take care of the religious obligations that are there, and which means one should know those obligations before that age.
Yeah.
And since
that's what we have been discussing with you in our previous session, we discussed the practical development wherein you said that it's not the age, it's not the puberty when the things, practical laws should be assumed. It's basically before that. One should have necessary knowledge before that so that he's easily able to apply to.
Exactly. Actually, parents have to play a very important role before the age of puberty.
Yeah.
Because actually, if there is a responsibility upon the child to learn about those things, it is basically this responsibility is pointed towards the parents.
Yeah.
That they make sure that he or she starts learning those things before that age. The obligation is therefore shifted towards the parents. After the age of puberty, the responsibility to learn more and develop more further is upon the child,
yeah,
the person who is becoming an adult. But before that, it is basically the responsibility of the parents to ensure that he or she learns those things which are become obligatory the very time, the very day he or she becomes achieves that level of puberty and those signs which are there for ascertaining the time of puberty come out in the body, and one realizes that he or she has become an adult or of legal age. Those responsibilities start spontaneously.
Yeah.
So therefore, he or she has to be prepared for that.
Prepared from the very beginning. We'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned for us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I am Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing about adolescence. Well, Professor Naqavi, before going to the break, you said that the practical laws of Islam should not be actually observed after the age of puberty. One should have necessary information, teenagers should have necessary information before the age of puberty.
Exactly. Basically, again, the practical laws, the practical aspects of the human life are based on the worldview that a person develops before carrying out those practices. So the ideological development of the child is very important before he or she becomes an adult, and those responsibilities are upon him or her. Those responsibilities have to be carried out, some of them, if they are of the ritualistic type, where the niyyah is the intention, the pure intention, it has to be there.
Yeah.
For example, for praying, for offering, for observing the fast.
Yeah.
These obligations have to be carried out with a sincere intention, the niyyah. And this niyyah can only be developed if the person has a proper understanding of the world, of the purpose of life. Why does it become obligatory for him or her to pray? This why has to come before that. He or she must realize that she has been or he has been created by God Almighty for a certain purpose. He or she should realize that. And therefore, there should be a certain level of ideological development before one is able to carry out the practical aspects of religion.
Imam Baqir al-Azam puts it, that if a person does not know why he is praying, he's as if he's going on a path without knowing the destination, as if he's just moving on the road without just
having a particular goal. I mean, when we talk about the niyyah, when we say it is wajib to have niyyah, what does that mean? I mean, niyyah is not something you write on the wall and say, look, I am praying for this sake. Or you write on a piece of paper, or you pronounce it in using words, or even it does not have to pass through your mind that you are praying for the sake of Allah Almighty. No, your very mindset is the moment you get up and you carry out wudu and you prepare yourself for the obligatory prayers. The intention with which you are getting up is the niyyah.
Yeah.
And where does this niyyah come from? It has a background in your mind, and that background has to be developed before that action is called carried out. Yes, before it is very much emphasized for the parents, upon the parents, that a child should start praying, for example, at the age of 7, when he has not become a person who is of the legal age, but he has to be given training for that. He has to be prepared for the time it becomes obligatory.
Yeah.
At that time, the child will carry out those deeds by imitating their parents.
Yeah.
He or she will see his or her parents praying and following in line with them, and they would be trying to influence the child or to motivate the child to come along and pray with them.
Yes.
There the worldview is not important, but gradually it has to be developed.
It starts with imitation, and then worldview gets developed automatically. We'll discuss more on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, when a child becomes intellectually mature and is able to recite parts of the Quran, he should be taught how to pray.
Ya
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing about adolescence. Professor Naqavi, before the break, we said that a child should start praying and observing practical laws of Islam from the very early age, not just when he reaches adolescence. Just because he starts with the imitation when he's very young, and then automatically a worldview is developed within him. He starts using his cognitive skills to think, to ponder, to develop that particular worldview.
Exactly. I mean, it's not automatic. It has to be developed in the school, at the home, in the course of studies. I mean, today the important thing is when we talk about, for example, we are talking about praying, and the Quran says that you should offer your prayers, you should establish your prayers, praying defends a person from doing bad things. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. What is the importance of prayers? It is the remembrance of God. The most important thing is the remembrance of God. Praying is for the sake of remembering God.
Okay.
And this attitude and this mindset that we are always aware of the presence of Allah Almighty. Rather, we observe ourselves to be in His majestic presence. We are all the time thinking that we are before Him and we have to observe the boundaries that Allah Almighty has created or legislated for us. This understanding has to be developed from the beginning of one's childhood. It cannot come at the time of puberty. It has to be there before. And you would say a child cannot perceive those things very easily. No, why not? Actually, even within the Islamic teachings and texts, we have a stage which is before puberty.
All right.
And for example, it is asked if a child is of, for example, 10 years of age, 11 years of age, and he does not, especially a boy, he's not at the age of puberty where it becomes obligatory for him to, for ladies to observe hijab in front of that boy. Even then, it is emphasized that ladies, women should observe hijab in front of a person or child who is maybe 10 to 11 years old, not at the age of puberty, but because he is at an age where he can differentiate between
good and bad.
Good and bad. He knows things. And today, in today's world, with the social media which we have, the information revolution which we have, children of a very tender age know many things which we didn't know or don't know even now.
Yeah.
Therefore, the development of the human brain is much faster today than it was previously.
Yeah.
So, which means that we cannot say, look, we can't train our children or educate them to have that mindset. No. That age is very important, that a child is brought up in such a way that he becomes to realize that he is living in a world created by Allah Almighty, and he is continuously in the presence of Allah Almighty. Either you would say we can see him through his signs, or if we cannot see him even, he is watching upon us. And with that attitude, we have to pray.
Yeah.
So that is important. And this attitude, this understanding has to develop from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And therefore, if that is created, so when a person becomes to the age of puberty and becomes an adolescent, he is already prepared for that he will pray with sincerity.
Yes.
He will carry out his other obligations with a sincerity of purpose and a sincerity of action.
Yeah. So the more early we actually start things, the more early we'll get the fruits. Thank you so much, Professor Naqavi, for being with us. Thank you so much to our listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.